We're joined by head coach Jeremy Slaughter of the Tri-County Lady Mustangs. A busy week. We know Mother Nature has her own ideas about busy week and the cold and the snow coming for the weekend, the ice today. Good win last night for the Lady Mustangs. Back and forth contest, 56-52 victory in Jamesport against the Winston Lady Redbirds. And that was followed up with a victory a week ago tonight, 52-14 over Gilman City. Coach Slaughter, two wins since we talked last. I know you're hoping to get the trip to Hale in tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's a crazy time of year, and you throw in the weather, and, you know, it can create some problems. And what you hope for is that your team can find a way to stay focused and keep preparing and try to get as many wins as possible.
You had a good balanced scoring effort last night. Sophie Pliley, every time that I see the Winston results coming in, that girl's putting up about 15 to 20 points per game. So it sounds like they had trouble slowing her down, but a good win last night.
Yeah, you know, she's a great player, and I thought, you know, the key for them last night, the first half, they had other players contribute as well. We did a good job on her in the first half, and they had some other players that kept it close. We made a nice run at the end of the half to go up by 8, I believe, and then, you know, we continued to play well. We got big nights from some players, too. We had Jay Nolman had 18 points. I think she had 16 deflections and 8 steals, so she was very active on the defensive end. Might have been her best defensive effort, and we got a couple big threes from a sophomore that came off the bench for us, so it was a good night for us, too. She's a terrific player, and anytime you get a Sophie's a terrific player, and anytime you get a big conference win, you'll take it and move on.
Yeah, and that certainly looked to be a swing game, a game that both teams are capable of winning. You get the win. You've won 3 games in a row. Do you kind of feel like are the girls kind of running off a little bit of good momentum right now?
Yeah, I think so, and they can see what's ahead of us. We know where we're sitting in the conference, and you know, we have some goals that we would like to meet this year, and you know, we got a big game, another big conference game coming up against East Harrison, which would, if we could find a way to win that one, that would guarantee us no worse than 3rd in the conference. So we're working hard. We're trying to see how many games we can win this year. We think it'll be the best season in a long time at Tri-County, and that's what we're focused on.
Off the air, we were talking about the game last night, and you said, you know, in a 56-52 game, you're happy to get the win, but I could tell from your tone there are things that you felt like the girls could have done better. What are the things that had you concerned coming off last night, Coach?
Well, we had a 13-point lead in the fourth quarter, you know, Winston just doesn't quit, and, you know, I think a lot of that comes from Sophie Pliley and how hard she works on both ends of the floor, and, you know, you'd like to close that game out and finish it you know, with some breathing room, but they made it interesting. We did some things that we didn't want to do. We took some shots maybe that weren't there down the stretch. But for us, you know, we did hit some free throws in important times, and we were able to do the things that we needed to do to close out the win.
So when you look at, and we're going to assume at this point because we haven't heard for sure, playing the Hale Cardinals on the road, that to me, I know you're hopeful that you get the game in tonight because your record's sitting at 8-4, they're 9-4. So if you just go by records, that's a really good test for your team tonight.
Yeah, and you know, they're a good team. You know, we had a good game with them last year. We played well in the first half and then struggled in the second half, and they bring, you know, everyone back. So it's kind of a measuring stick to see where we're at this point with some big games coming up. And you know, we'd like to get it in, but you know, the weather sometimes determines that. And you know, we'll be prepared if we go over there, but you know, right now it's just kind of wait and see.
You had a 1-point victory against Novinger back on the 3rd, 4-point victory against Winston last night. You know, as we've talked about, there's always ups and downs in getting in close games and things that you feel like you did well and not so well, but the girls are finding a way to get victories in close games, at least in those two that I mentioned. How crucial is that for just their mindset of where they want, where you want them to get that? You know, sometimes things don't go perfect, but at the end of the night, they're finding a way to get W's.
Right, and you know, that's a hard thing to learn, how to win close games, and we didn't have a lot of close games last year. I think we really only had one, and we lost a close game to Winston at the end of the year. For us to be able to you know, before the Christmas break, we had a close game with Osborne that we made big plays down the stretch. We did that at Novinger and then again last night. you can kind of see how important it is that when you're in those tight games to win those, because they can determine whether or not you have a winning record or a losing record. And for a team like us who's really trying to build something that Tri-County hasn't had in a while, to be able to go out and finish out those games, I think, is huge, not just for this year, but in the years to come with some of our younger players, to be confident, to feel like when you get in those pressure situations that, you know, your teammates or yourself can make free throws or make a big steal or make the big shot whenever you need it. So anytime you win a close game, I think it just does a lot for your team.
You mentioned girl coming off the bench and hitting a couple of threes. And I know Destiny Gutschall had 11 last night. Is that the girl who hit the couple of three-pointers, Coach?
No, actually it was Ricky Cook, sophomore. She's a post player. But, you know, we have a philosophy that we like to shoot threes and play in transition. And if you can prove that you can make threes in practice, we'll let you shoot them in a game. And we feel like all nine of our girls, if they want to shoot and they feel comfortable and it's an open shot, we're okay with them taking that. So it was Ricky Cook last night, but Destiny, she's played well for us all year. She's been a spark off the bench. And we have two other freshmen besides Destiny who have came off the bench and played key roles. Carly Turner had a big three for us last night, and Nissa Williams has been really solid and made some big plays for us last night as well. So, you know, I thought last night our second group coming off the bench was maybe a little bit stronger than our first group. That's not always the case, but you'd like to have that depth. So if, you know, you have some people who are not playing their best, you feel comfortable bringing people off the bench, and they could be the difference between winning or losing a game.
East Harrison's supposed to be at Tri-County on Friday. Obviously, the weather forecast is pretty gnarly for Friday. Are you hearing any rumblings at all that the game might get moved up to Thursday, Coach?
Well, I think that's under consideration. You know, I think that decision will probably be made tomorrow morning. We'll talk to East Harrison and try to get that out to everyone. But, yeah, it doesn't look good right now. So I think there's been some communication that could be moved up to Thursday, but that has not been finalized.
One of the things that your team hasn't had the opportunity to do yet this year is to get themselves into a tournament atmosphere and, you know, see if they can win their way into a third place championship game, perhaps. I know you're in pool play next week at Gilman City, but yeah, you got the same sort of opportunities where you play Gilman City on Tuesday and then North Harrison on Wednesday, and those are two games that I know you feel like that being familiar with them, you can be successful next week.
Yeah, you know, we have a great opportunity next week. If we go out and we play to the best of our ability, we've got as good a chance as anyone to get to the final of that tournament. And Gilman City's been an improved team this year as the season's gone on. We played really well that night against them. And early in the season with North Harrison, we played really well, and we know how well they've played recently. So we know it's not going to be easy, but we can see the opportunity. And when you get chances like that, you want to take advantage of them, especially when you're a team that's on the rise. And so I think we'll be ready to go next week, and it'll be an exciting time for our players.
Yeah, the first game next week for Tri-County in pool play. They play Gilman City week from today at 4:30. We got to get through some snow and some ice and some cold between here and there. So we'll get through it, and we'll see what happens next week at the Gilman City Tournament. Tri-County there is a number 3 seed. Coach, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Thank you. We always appreciate the coverage.